Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, what's with this guy who says that Ben Roethlisberger fumbled on purpose? Josh Harris, former running back at Wake Forest, he had a cup of coffee with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He says Ben Roethlisberger fumbled on purpose in a 2014 game because he wanted to spite offensive coordinator Todd Haley, who had called an offensive play when Roethlisberger thought the Steelers' lead was large enough to kneel down. It was the very last game of the 2014 regular season, Bengals-Steelers, AFC North title on the line, and the Steelers had the ball in a 27-17 lead with 1:09 to play. They could have just kneeled three times to run the clock out, but the coach and staff decided to call a play. That's when, according to Harris, Roethlisberger fumbled intentionally. And I quote, "Todd Haley called a run play with very little time left in the game. Ben wanted to kneel. He rolled his eyes in the huddle. He then purposely fumbles the ball. I had to recover it. At that moment, I knew he was kind. I knew the kind of person he was." Harris lined up at running back in the eye. Will Johnson was in front of him. He said he was supposed to get a handoff on the play, and Roethlisberger intentionally stuck the ball out in front of Will Johnson to cause a fumble. After Harris recovered the fumble, Roethlisberger kneeled to run out the clock on the next play. "And I was a fan of Ben," Harris wrote. "I was starstruck when I first saw him. It was an honor to see Big Ben. Then I saw what he was. It made me sour. It made it sour for me. That's why they tell you never meet your heroes." I don't know. It's hard to believe Ben Roethlisberger. A lot of people hate Ben. Okay, let's just be real about this. I don't know if Ben would ever jeopardize winning and losing, because one thing really strikes me about Ben. He really wants to win.
There's a lot. You can have a lot of issues with Ben Roethlisberger. Okay, a ton. And I think a lot of them were illuminated in the way he reacted to the pick in Denver this past year. We went over it at length then, and really throughout the course of the rest of the season. There are times where he questions other players when maybe he shouldn't, or doesn't question them correctly, right? Maybe at times doesn't take all the blame, or takes the blame sometimes when it's too easy, and maybe it's not really his fault. You can question all kinds of things about Ben Roethlisberger if you want. And certainly had his off-field transgressions in the past, whether it be Milledgeville or the motorcycle. But I don't believe for a second that Ben Roethlisberger would intentionally put the ball on the ground.
And this dude talked to Sports Illustrated, right, and talked about how bad of a teammate Ben Roethlisberger was a few years after. So naturally, I reached out on Twitter to him, and he writes back, "All I see is you going after black athletes who have opinions that don't line up with yours. Just stop, talk about something else." So he immediately plays the race card when I went after him on Twitter. Not went after him, when I asked him about it on Twitter. And I just ended the conversation with this. Let me get this straight. Guy plays on the Steelers. Years later, guy accuses Ben of being a terrible leader, fumbling on purpose in Sports Illustrated. Guy gets some blowback. Guy calls those racists who disagree with him. Guy then says, "Move on." Okay, I get it. Like, this is a guy who wants to keep his name out there. For some reason, is trying to get some run that I don't understand by piling on Ben. And it's fashionable to pile on Ben. Like you said, Ben has his faults, but who is this dude? And if it bothered him so much back then, say something right after you got cut.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I didn't remember who Josh Harris was.
I did, because he had some problems coming out of college.
Yeah, and he came in. It was like a desperation signing at the end of the season,
and that's
right?
Not like a John Clay type thing.
And
right.
That's not to discredit what he says simply because he wasn't an important part of the team. But I do think that when this comes out this length of time later, and there's no one else to substantiate that belief even, or to echo it, or even the other guy they get for the Sports Illustrated piece, Isaac Redman, right? Redman was here for a while. But even Redman said, well, Ben was never really a problem in the room.
And
maybe
Redman
he wasn't as close with guys.
Immediately negated the piece as soon as it came out on Twitter and said, pretty much I was, not misquoted, but was taken way out of context.
Right. So Ben doesn't hang out with guys who are, I guess, practice squatters. Like, he hangs out with his offensive linemen, right? I mean, is that what we're to take from this Sports Illustrated piece? that he doesn't hang out with all other 52 guys in the room. How many quarterbacks do?
How many people at your work do you hang out with?
Right.
That's the other thing. Like, and people cite Tom Brady all the time. And Doran Dickerson has told this story. Like, as soon as he's come in, he decided he needed to throw with him, figure out the kind of ball that he threw. Well, maybe Roethlisberger just isn't like that. And is that a fault? I don't know. I don't know if it is or not.
I think everybody's
the same way.
I think you can even say, okay, maybe that's a fault in leadership style if you want to. Okay, fine. We'll go that far. We'll go down that road. But to then leap from, well, Ben doesn't reach out to every single guy who comes into the facility, to he intentionally fumbled the football because he was mad at the OC.
Well, and it comes fashionably at a time whenever AB and Le'Veon Bell are out the door, and it feels like Josh Harris is taking up their cause and trying to be some martyr. I'll roll up my sleeves and just say this. Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell aren't out of town because of their race. That has nothing to do with it. They're out of town because one guy was in a contract dispute and the other guy acted wild. White, black, blue, Chinese, whatever. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And if somebody's trying to make it about race, they're already defeated. Yeah, they're already lost.
I think it's a straw man argument that a lot of people have used to try and paint both the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger. And I'm never going to sit here and carry water for Ben if I think he's in the wrong, but to paint both of them in a negative light.
It just didn't make any sense to me. He might have fumbled and made a mistake and not liked the play call. That also begs to me, if Ben didn't like it, then...
just kneel anyway.
Change it.
Well, Ben was not allowed to quarterback sneak, he said, and he never did. What's really crazy is it all lines up that Ben didn't unilaterally change stuff. He didn't when Todd Haley was here. It's really crazy that if you look at it,
yeah,
he says, well, I didn't have the play call. I couldn't do it. He did. Now all of a sudden he's quarterback sneaking.
Yeah.
It really is nuts that maybe Ben did listen to the coaches.
Well, the other interesting part is the video that people have tweeted out, a lot of it is you see Matt Spaeth instantly turn to the sideline and go, what are we doing?
Right.
Why are we running a play here?
All right, your call's next. Do you think Ben could have fumbled on purpose? Honestly, we take your calls next. Yeah, that was a game that Le'Veon Bell got hurt, right? That was the Cincinnati game that Le'Veon Bell got hurt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep, yeah. Yep.
That's the only reason he was in there.
412-928-9370. What a weird thing. This making a run at Ben. I don't think he can be correct here. I don't.
Here's the problem, too, is that when this comes out, we are talking about the continued, I'll call it piling on.
It's the height of piling on Ben. It's prime time to do it.
And again, I am not a charter member of the Ben Roethlisberger fan club. He has done things that I don't like in the past, and you can criticize him for plenty of things. But when somebody goes on TV, and Nick Wright, who I really respect because he's very good at what he does, but on Fox this morning says, there's 31 quarterbacks in the NFL that if this story came out, it would be instantly dismissed. With Ben, you at least have to consider it. Why? Why? That's my question. Like, everything in his past aside, okay? Fine, don't put it aside. Bring it into the conversation. Why does that mean that he's a guy you have to question whether he wants to actually win a football game or not?
Well, I can't believe some of the national spin is that Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell are like the guys who are more believable. Because that's what this stems from. It stems from Antonio Brown leaving town and the power struggle between those two guys. Let's go to the phones. Tom's in the car. Tom's on the fan. Happy Monday to you, Tom. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Morning. You know what would be a good thing to do is put the video out. Tommy Kerman from Boston Media on a tweet videoed out that play. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know, how often does Ben hand off to the fullback? That might be part of it, but if you look at the play, the fullback...
Yeah, we've put it out. We've put it out, Tom.
Well, do a survey with your fans. And
well, it's kind of tough. You can't do a photo, just for the sake of how Twitter works, you can't do a photo or a video and do a Twitter poll in the same post. But anyway, continue. Go ahead.
All right. Well, anyways, I don't know what's going on, but me just looking at it, it does look like it was a fake play. Because you'd have to, first of all, Ben is the one that should know which running back he hands the ball off. And the fullback didn't have his arms positioned to get the ball. And so for Ben not to know which one to hand it to, I find that odd. Plus, if you look at Ben's flop at the end, why is he falling down? Nobody's around him. It's a good acting job. Why he did it, who knows? Even if he did it on purpose, who cares?
In all honesty, Tom, it looks to me like he's trying to turn his momentum back to fall on the ball, and he's falling backwards anyways. He's not the most graceful man all the time.
All the Zap Ruderin sort of ways of looking at this, one thing overarches all of it, that I don't know why Ben Roethlisberger would jeopardize such a big game in a moment like that for the sake of trying to get a personal point across. Because it's a 10-point game. There's a minute some left. Anything can happen. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think Ben could be that selfish in the throes of a football game that's that big. I don't. I refuse to believe it.
And I still am of the belief that this all stems back to everybody's need to find a fall guy for the way things went down, right? Everybody wants to find who's the one person most responsible. Well, if you're a fan of Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown, or maybe simply you're just not the biggest fan of Ben Roethlisberger, you point to Roethlisberger. Or maybe you point to Tom. Everybody wants to heap all the blame for the way things went down over the last year or two with the Steelers, last year and a half, really, and heap it on one person.
I'll tell you.
You can't heap it all on one
somebody
person.
Somebody who I respect a great deal and always have, and I covered him when he was a high school player, all the way back to then, is Bruce Gretkowski, mm-hmm. right? And Bruce, to me, is as honest as the day is long. He comes from a great family. He is just a good Pittsburgh kid who was raised right. He is. Bruce is. Bruce, upon seeing this, immediately tweeted out, "It's just insane to even say he would fumble on purpose." Now, he's a much better arbiter than you and I.
He might know. He played quarterback in the National Football League.
Correct. And he's a guy who I think can look at that play, delineate the mechanism of what's happening on it, what's going on, you know, both on the clock, what's going on in Ben Roethlisberger's head, what's going on mm-hmm. in the playbook, all that kind of stuff. It's a guess from Bruce, just as much from anyone else, but it's a much more educated guess from Bruce. And when I saw that, it hammered home to me even more what I thought. If Bruce Gretkowski, I'm not making Bruce Gretkowski like the know-all, be-all, end-all, but he knows a whole lot more than me about playing quarterback.
Yes.
And if he says it's like a non-starter, it's insane to think that he fumbled on purpose, that puts a lot more chips on the side that I don't believe that he would ever fumble on purpose.
So we've got a former teammate of his and a former NFL quarterback who says, that's insane, that's crazy. We've got one of the guys who was interviewed for the Sports Illustrated piece saying, whoa, it took a lot of what I said out of context. And then you have the other guy. I mean, there's just not a lot of people substantiating Josh Harris's claim that this is the way it went down.
All right, put a poll up. Do you think Ben fumbled on purpose? Go check it out. Matt in Washington. Matt, good morning.
Hey, thanks, guys. I think the whole thing's just ridiculous. I mean, regardless of anything this guy's done in the past or whether you like him or not, the one thing the guy wants to do is win. He's going out there with I don't know how many countless injuries, broken feet, broken ankles, and played on them.
Not broken toes, broken though. Nose. Not broken toes.
No, not broken toes.
But you're right but about Matt that. Doesn't that supersede everything in this conversation?
I think so. I mean, it's just, you know, I follow you on Twitter. I've seen the guy's comments. It just sounds like a guy just trying to get a little media pop to me. That's all. Feels like.
Yeah, I don't
ben
know
does
what
not
is
have broken toes.
Correct.
Thank you, Bill.
That's an all-timer.
Never gets
Chidi
old.
With a knee. I probably said that at the beginning.
Yeah.
Chidi had a knee for 3 years, and they kept him on the team.
Yeah. Amazing.
Chidi with a knee.
If he had two of them, he might have been better.
That's a great name for a band, by
Chidi
the way.
Chidi with a knee.
Chidi with a knee.
Then it transferred to toward the very end, Chidi with an ankle. Chidi's got an ankle.
It's tough to keep track of Chidi.
Chidi. Well, no, it wasn't. He was always in the training room. It's easy to keep track of him. But you know, again, Ben, that caller is absolutely right.
It's nail right on the head. Like, you can question a lot of things about Ben Roethlisberger,
and it's all been questioned, hasn't
it? And we've brought it all up over the years. I don't question whether the guy wants to win a football game or not. Like, that's the one thing I will probably never question about Ben Roethlisberger, and this is questioning that right there in and of itself, his level of competitiveness. Like, really?
I very seldom think people should return fire on things but this all, because it's a former NFL player, it's someone who was employed with you, it's become a national story and a national piece. And I know Ben's not in charge of his Twitter. A one sentence retort would be absolutely fine in this case. Those comments are totally out of line. I have never, will ever, never fumble in my life on purpose. If that's
I will never intentionally do anything to jeopardize the outcome of my team's game.
Right, because what he's doing is he's sullying the reputation on the field of a guy. And if it were me, I would kill an ant with a sledgehammer in this instance. And maybe that's why I'm terrible, you know, and I think with my I live with my heart too much, you know. But if I were Ben in this, I'd be on social media, have my people on social media and say, F Josh Harris.
Well, he doesn't even have to address him by name. Just for the record, comma.
A former teammate, right.
I would never do what has been accused of me on the field. Would I ever jeopardize the outcome of the game purposely?
Some guy I forgot was on my team that I wouldn't recognize at the mall.
I'm sorry, I didn't say hi to him during practice.
Right. Thought I fumbled on purpose and it just didn't happen.
Negative Nancy.
All the time! The biggest upset ever is he didn't say that to you. He said it to Hathorn. Which
yeah,
is
he did.
Great.
I know.
That was tremendous.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.